In an essay penned in 1973, Bodhidharma, already a writer and literary critic of some repute in Indonesia, made the following observation about Westerners' attitudes concerning the East. They see the Eastern world as something exotic, as interesting because of its foreignness. To them, local color is immensely fascinating. Their attitudes toward wayang, batik, Balinese dance, and the like are often shaped by their exoticist values. And the same goes for their attitudes toward the literary works they translate. Reading literature not as literature, but rather as the manifestation of Indonesian writers' opinions about Indonesia's problems. This is what happens when such attitudes are held. A few years later, Bodhidharma would go on to write a series of short stories nigh impossible for any Westerner to reduce to exotic content or an opinion on Indonesia-specific affairs. The collection was set entirely in Bloomington, Indiana, where he had been living for the past 6 years as an Indiana University graduate student, doing his MA in creative writing and PhD in English literature. And except for a passing mention late in one of the stories that reveals its narrator is a foreign student, to all intents and purposes, the stories feature an all-American cast. How we are meant to read the stories of people from Bloomington is no mystery at all. The author himself provides clear instruction in his preface to the collection's first edition. Far from being mere exercises in reverse exoticization of the West by an Easterner, or local color portraiture specific to Bloomington and its inhabitants, the stories, we are told, actually concern themselves with humanity in general, as observed by the author, where he just happened to find himself at the time. Obviously, the narrator is never myself, the writer of these stories, but rather an abstraction of certain types of people I have come across in many different places. These stories just happen to be set in Bloomington. If I had been living in Surabaya, or Paris, or Dublin at the time, I would have likely have ended up writing people from Surabaya, people from Paris, or people from Dublin. Since Bodhidharma quotes Faulkner elsewhere in the preface, it's not wholly surprising that this remark resonates with Faulkner's insistence that his work was not just about the American South, but a universal human condition. The same hopes, aspirations, tragedies are universal everywhere, no matter what color nor what race. The writer is regional only in the sense that he is using something that he is familiar with to save himself the time of research. Indeed, when I asked Bodhidharma to write a paragraph or two to include in a submission proposal for publishers, it was this universality that he sought once again to emphasize, 39 years after the collection was first published. Various poems by Rudyard Kipling, E.M. Forster's A Passage to India, Chinua Achebe's Things Fall Apart, Kurban Said's Ali and Nino. These works bring into relief a sharply dichotomous East and West. Yet in essence, both Easterners and Westerners are but creatures who operate according to archetype, and therefore in character are more or less the same. They feel similarly buffeted by loneliness and suffering, and blessed by happiness and joy. They are dragged hither and thither by crises in identity and other experiences that are universal in nature. While I was living in Bloomington, Indiana, I interacted with many old-timers, American university students from various other states, as well as foreign students from different countries. When Thanksgiving and Christmas came, not to mention New Year's, I went traveling with American friends to different places, staying over at their homes, and spending time with their families. It was this universality that I felt. It is my strong hope, as not only the translator of this English language edition of the collection, but a reader who admires it very much indeed, that its new audience will be able to appreciate Bodhidharma's work on these terms. As a work that seeks to provide insight into humanity and human relationships at large, inspired by lived experience at a local level, and as a literary work as universally relevant and resonant as the texts by Hawthorne, Tolstoy, Austen, and other Western writers to which the stories themselves allude. Certainly no one is a stranger to the claim that such and such literary work is, quote-unquote, universal. But for my part, it is particularly exciting to see this term, usually reserved for Western canonical texts or centuries-old world classics, emphasized in conjunction with a modern Indonesian text.